The Diary of a Praying CEO, as read by myself, Folakemi Fatobe, Director of Risk Management, Central Bank of Nigeria, and also the Chairman, Risk Management Association of Nigeria. My dear father, I'm in tears right now as I reminisce over my life, and I rejoice at the confirmation that true promotion does not come from the north, south, east, or west, but from God Almighty, who was King yesterday, King today, and King forevermore. Father, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your favor that have kept me going over the years, regardless of the challenges and the obstacles that I have encountered on this my journey through life. Lord, you have been faithful. Lord, you have been truly great to me. Your mercies endure forever. I have seen that. And it is truly humbling for me when I recall how you have found me worthy of being a true witness of your protection, your faithfulness, and your favor. It's very humbling to be the recipient and be able to witness all of that. I concluded after one of our board meetings last week that you also have a great sense of humor. Sometimes it's like we're wound up because sometimes we worry, we fret, but you always come through, and you always come through strong. You constantly show us in various ways how you can turn around any situation for those that you choose as a reward for their faith. Even when our faith momentarily stumbles, you still come through for us, and you still come through for me. That's my experience. Father, you have placed me in an area of specialization and in a role that requires me to considerably draw upon my faith and my beliefs. My current role and responsibilities center around my ability to lead courageously from the front and speak to power concerning the risks to our mandate as a central bank, the risks and lapses in our controls environment as a central bank, and the execution of our mandate. And executing a central bank mandate is so, so important to any economy and country. And Lord, you have enabled me to do this, to speak truth to power, to advise, to pressure, to speak out, even when it is unpopular to do so, and even when I'm in a minority. I would not be able to execute these responsibilities if I do not believe that you, the Lord of hosts, has my back. As a matter of fact, when my colleagues ask me where I draw my courage and strength from to do what I do so fearlessly, my response is always the same, which is that I draw it from the living God that I serve, who is always there for me when I call upon him. Similarly, I'm also often asked how I've been able to shy away from the temptations of higher office. My response to this is simple, and I guess it's not actually changed over time. That response is essentially that I my fearlessness and my ability to shy away from temptations is because I never want to do anything that would prevent me from speaking to God, from reaching to God, from calling upon you, God. More so that God my Father has always shown up for me whenever I seek Him and whenever I call upon Him. The impact of COVID-19 and the pandemic arising from it has introduced whole new risks to economies, to countries, to families, to institutions, to companies. And it's presented all manner of risks, which banks have no choice but to accelerate up the learning curve as the risk of fraud increases as banks go online. What I just said, essentially, is that one of the side outputs from the COVID-19 pandemic is an increase in digitization and doing everything online, because we're not, you know, in many countries, many jurisdictions, there have been lockdowns. There's been an increase in remote learning, remote working, and hence everything has gone digital. But as things have gone digital, so have the criminals. And in risk, we have to advise and prevent these risks from occurring. And to combat such risks, to mitigate such risks, I have to constantly come up with creative solutions. I'm just using this as a typical example, Lord. And we need to come up with solutions and policies that help address these risks whilst allowing for growth, economic growth, and financial inclusiveness. Another area in which myself and my colleagues and fellow board members need strength and constant renewal is therefore in the area of creative problem solving. The risks that the banking system and economy face are not static, and we really do need that God-given and directed creative edge to remain on top of our games in order to generate policies and solutions that are optimal for the common good and indeed for all citizens, especially the poor. Father Lord, I would also like to pray for your strength and grace over the families that have lost loved ones to this still rampaging COVID-19 virus. Many have lost their lives. Many families have been affected. And they need your strength, your grace at this time. Finally, I want to thank you, Lord, for keeping my family, the families of my staff and other colleagues, both within the bank, the wider industry, the church, the country, and indeed myself, safe and alive. Until the next board meeting, Father, keep us well, and may your mercy and grace continue to sustain us all. And Lord, I remember something that a big sis of mine said. She said it in Yoruba. It was just a very short prayer. She said, at the end of this, Anidi, i.e., that Anidi is a very profound prayer. It means that we will not be lessened. We will not be fewer in number. We will not be less in status, less in health, less in number. So we will be complete at the end of this pandemic and hopefully better off regardless. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your promises and for your steadfastness. We are blessed to have you. Thank you. Yours, Folakemi Fatobi, Director of Risk Management, Central Bank of Nigeria, and Chairman, Risk Management Association of Nigeria. Thank you, Father.